So I immediately questioned the October 7th statement because, you know, the key point of that statement is that they claimed that Russia was somehow interfering with the election process. So they're making this allegation that Russia potentially had some kind of, you know, they were hacking the election process as if they were hacking, you know, voting machines or something crazy like that. But that's not at all what they're inferring. I mean, the actual statement from the 7th directly implicates both DCLeaks.com and WikiLeaks, as well as Guccifer 2.0. And, you know, they were trying to create this impression that, you know, though the evidence, you know, showed that, you know, they had somehow gotten, you know, these leaks from Russia, and then the Russians were then using that to, you know, interfere, hack the election process, when no such thing took place. So going back to, you know, the statement that was just released on December 29th, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI released this, you know, this statement with, you know, malware, you know, the software essentially that, that, you know, is used for hacking purposes. But the actual malware in question is extremely unsophisticated. You know, Julian Assange said it perfectly the other night on his Sean Hannity interview. This is something that a 14-year-old can download and send to anybody. This is publicly available software. To make matters even, you know, more unusual, the software is actually an outdated version. So they're warning, you know, this statement is basically warning the InfoSec community about outdated software that's publicly available that originated from a hacking group in the Ukraine. So again, not necessarily Russian. So then what's even more bizarre is they released, you know, this list of IP addresses. So an IP address is, you know, the address that, you know, computers use to communicate on the internet. The problem is an IP address is not proof of identity. You know, there are tactics that can be used to fake IP addresses. You can reroute IP addresses. You can spoof IP addresses. They're not proof that, you know, the person at this address, you know, is physically at this location and has this identity and is, you know, Trent Lipinski.
And
that's
Trent,
not how they work.
Let me just add, you're more sophisticated than I am, but I know enough to know that there are many useful purposes for generating an IP address that are not nefarious. And for example, I have a piece of software that generates IP addresses so that people can connect up with me over the internet to receive radio programs. And we do it for stability and predictability, not to pretend that I'm actually in Okinawa.
Correct.